insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The problem with the Muslim community is that when things go wrong, or when there's a problem like the mosque in New York or the Quran burning down in Florida with the pastor there, Mr. Jones, nobody from the Muslim community, or very few people come forward. Peace-loving Muslims. You know, some people don't even believe that peace-loving Muslims exist. I do. But peaceful Muslims don't come forward to speak out against the atrocities that occur.
There's host Jen Bryan wants to know where the peace-loving Muslims are and why they aren't speaking out about the violence in Afghanistan following the Quran burning by that church in Florida. Well, I don't know that that's a question, and it'll be worth our time to discuss it. Quran burning and violence in Afghanistan, where we get started in this hour of our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen. To Fox we go, and Glenn Beck talking about the violence in Afghanistan and how he thinks it doesn't really have anything to do with the Quran burning.
You also know book burning isn't the real problem. If it wasn't books, I'm guessing there would have been a really nasty cartoon that would have sent these enemies of God off into the public squares with machetes. But I haven't sat down with them and talked to them about their childhood. I did hear them chanting some things in the streets. Maybe it's the book that they really are upset about, but it could be something else. Maybe that isn't the real problem. Let's listen to their voices and see if we can understand them. It's not as catchy as, what does democracy look like? This is what democracy looked like. But death to America is something that I have heard from time to time in the Middle East. By the way, that chant and the flag burning and everything else, that was Friday after prayers. Yeah, they burned the flags, had a Obama effigy and burned him up. I know when I get out of church on Sunday, the first thing I want to do is go chant death to other countries. It makes me feel so close to the sweet baby Jesus. How about you? They also attacked a UN compound. Who hasn't done that after prayers? And this all over one idiot pastor. Well, then why death to all of America? That doesn't seem fair now, does it?
All right, so there's Glenn Beck with his 2 cents worth. Yours will be invited. Actually, it's invited now if you'd like to get started at 800-510-8255. Let's move on to talk host Todd Jeffries, Don Pryor. As you know, this program focuses on summation, sort of a an overview, if you will, a synopsis of what's going on in talk radio and talk television, the issue-oriented so-called political talk radio stations and hosts. Todd Jeffries, Don Pryor talking about the burning and how they don't think the church's pastor has anything to do with the violence that erupted.
Here is Pastor Terry Jones.
I believe that they will use any excuse, and if they don't have an excuse, they will simply use the excuse that America is in Afghanistan, America is involved in Islamic countries, and they should get out.
He is a moron, but he does have protection of the Constitution to burn the Quran.
Sure. Yeah, and I could care less if he burns the Quran. What do I care? What's it going to change for me? No, he has nothing to do with that.
Instead of
Karzai, he was leading this cheer. He was a cheerleader here.
And instead of speaking out against this minister, this so-called minister, why not speak out and send some troops out to round up the people that killed those innocent civilians in Afghanistan in the process?
Exactly.
You can't kill people.
Anywhere through this, did Jones say, go, start killing? Of course not.
All right.
I think he's stupid for putting it out on the internet. I think that's a stupid thing to do. If you're going to burn the thing, just burn it at home and enjoy the fact you're burning it and, you know, make s'mores. But no, sorry. You can't put this on him.
Some congressional leaders are calling for a formal investigation or, congressional hearings into the matter.
What hearings? With everything else going on right now in the world, they want to have...
Yeah.
What is there to look into?
Well, they're concerned. They want to know if there's anything any charges that could be brought against this minister For exercising,
his freedom. Exactly.
Kind of a slap in the face.
Not. No.
It's kind of a slap in the face for the soldiers who have died
that are over there
for our freedoms.
That have allowed him to
they died for
that,
his
yes.
freedoms to
right.
do this.
That's right.
And now we're telling him he can't do this. What does it say to those soldiers who are either defending our freedoms or they're not?
How is being in Afghanistan, maybe a side conversation we might want to have is how does being in Afghanistan at the moment provide us with any amount of extra freedom? That one I don't quite get. A lot of this I don't get. What about you? 800-510-8255 as we focus in on the latest. This would be a good time for you to line up in the caller department. 800-510-8255, or you can follow us on Facebook at DougStephan.com. 13 minutes past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
800-510-8255. We'll move on now as the focus in this first part of the countdown this hour is the Koran burning, the violence in Afghanistan, freedom of speech. Talk host Mike West and Josh Kearns focusing here on the pastor who burned the Koran and how he knew what was going to happen when he did it, but he doesn't care.
This all stems from, we talked about this fellow last week on the show, Pastor Terry Jones. He burned the Koran back on the 20th of March, I believe. And here's what he said today.
Well, you got to, yeah, he is not taking any credit or any blame. He says this is not basically his fault.
That's definitely not true. What it is that the radical element of Islam has used that as an excuse. And we should not buy that excuse. We need to hold those people and those countries accountable.
You know, he was going to do this back on September 11th, remember, last year, and there was that huge outcry.
Even the President of the United States urged him to cease and desist.
And he was warned then that this kind of thing could happen, that it, that the symbolism of the Quran, the importance, would spark some sort of international incident. Here you have it.
What else? Didn't he? There was a mock. He had a mock trial a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, he actually did this.
So bizarre. And I don't know. Well,
remember, so he had the people into the church. He's dressed up like the judge.
Yeah.
He's presiding over this. He says that it was, you know, it was just like a legal proceeding. They put the Quran on trial. Mm. They found the Quran guilty.
Okay.
They sentenced it to death. And the choice at the time, as I recall, there was either burning, drowning, shredding it.
Mm.
And there was one other one. I don't know. Anyway, so today again. He says, hey, we gave it a fair trial.
The prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, and the witnesses, they were all Arabs. The trial was done in Arabic and in English. I believe it was a fair trial.
That's Pastor Wacko. So I always try to put this thing in simplistic terms for my own good, because I'm a simpleton is what I am. Can you tell?
I'll take a picture of you with the hat on backwards.
I always, sorry, I turned it around. I think of these kinds of things, if I had to explain it to young kids, which I don't have anymore, but I would say to them, for example, if you spotted a hornet's nest, knowing that the hornet's nest can get very angry if the hornets are disturbed, do you take a baseball bat to the hornet's nest, or do you just leave it alone and maybe call a professional to take care of it, you know, the right way so no one gets hurt?
Well, and then do you stand under the hornet's nest and say you have the right? And look, I've proven that these hornets are bad. These hornets are evil.
I mean, exactly. So why provoke people when you know, he knew the outcome of this provocation just to prove his point? And maybe deep down he feels a little remorse, but I think he should feel a lot of remorse for 12 people dying because of his little shenanigans.
I don't think there's any remorse. I mean, he said, you know, hey, not my fault. This just proves that these radical Islamists that we have been criticizing are exactly that.
Okay. 800-510. I have so much I want to say, but I'm going to curb my appetite to advance my own thoughts by deferring to John, who's listening to the flag in Fargo, North Dakota. Go ahead, John. You're on the air on the countdown.
Hi, Joe. I'm saying, I was listening, guys, about this burning of the Quran. Personally, I could care less. I mean, I have the original Quran back in 1887 by a colonel in the British Army. And one side
Now, hold
is
on
Quran.
Just a second. You have the original by, does that mean written by or owned by?
No, it was written by this colonel, and I have the book. Half is Arabic and half is translated into English.
It was written by a British colonel?
Yeah.
So the British colonel, I don't understand. You say it was half in English and half in Arabic. Explain, please, what do you mean when you say written by?
Well, it was written by the colonel.
The Quran was not written by a colonel in the British Army.
No, he actually was over there. And then he deciphered it, another gentleman.
So he translated it. Got it. Okay, go ahead. Please keep going.
And the book, well, anyhow, what confuses me is that in the index, it says infidels.
Mm-hmm.
And
but there's a separate chapter on infidels, is that it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about Christians and Jews.
Yeah, well, that's nothing new. We all know that. There are many, I don't know if many is the right word, but there are some, number to be determined, who are members of that faith who think that all of those of us who don't believe in their religion ought to die. So is there anything else new?
Well, no, it's just the fact that what disturbs me is that, I don't know if you're in Oklahoma, a gentleman tried passing Sharia law.
Yeah, it didn't work. All right, we got it, sir. Thanks for the call. 21 after, let's move on to Libya next on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and our focus now, importantly, on Libya. We get away from the nonsense and get to some of the real issues of the day. President Clinton talks here about what he thinks needs to be done in Libya.
I take a broader view of our national interest. I think we're trying to build a world in which people resolve their differences in nonviolent ways, and we're trying to build a world where no ruler can cavalierly kill its unarmed civilians. And I think that for the United States to be on the side of this freedom movement without implying that we have either interest or the capacity to send armed forces on the ground and to do everything is a good thing. I think the fact that we have greater capacity with missiles to take out the airfields and the air defense systems and all the things that we did early in this action compels us.
Should we be
act.
Arming the rebels now? It's an issue that's come up, was approaching a stalemate. We don't know who these people really are.
It would depend. I might need to know a little more, but I would be inclined to do it. I sure wouldn't shut the door to it. Ever since Hillary became Secretary of State, I go out of my way not to get security briefings that former presidents can get. I want people to know I'm speaking without any official sanction. I'm just speaking for myself.
All right, Mr. Clinton, thank you. Talk host Peter Tilden here with Jeffrey Kaufman in Tripoli about the rumors Gaddafi is looking for a way out.
Why don't you just give me a report? Tell me where you are.
Hi, Peter. I'm standing by the waterfront in Tripoli. I've just had the most extraordinary tour. You know, we are under very, very tight control with government minders here. We can't move out of our hotel without them with us, but we persuaded them to let us look around, and what a fascinating day it's been for us here. You know, much of Tripoli is operating as normal. We were in the ancient market, which is full of glittering wedding dresses and gold. We're down by the waterfront where fishermen are picking up sardines off their rods. But then you look around and you can see the port is completely idle. The embargo is completely stopped, all medicine, all food coming in, and they're very upset about that. They keep saying, we have to show you that. What's interesting, though, Peter, is when we talk to people, boy, are they for Gaddafi. When you put the camera in their face, they chant and they cheer for Gaddafi. But the moment the camera leaves, they'll whisper, Gaddafi no good, Gaddafi no good. You know, they know that if they say it publicly, they will pay huge consequences. But they also want us to get the message out that, you know, they may have to say it publicly, but they don't mean it. It's a very, very complicated situation here. And what's made it very complicated or even more complicated is that right now the country is divided. On one side, the rebels hold the east. Gaddafi holds the west. And neither side has the strength to overthrow the other. that we really are in this revolution at a stalemate. The U.S. and its NATO allies have managed to stop Gaddafi from advancing, but there isn't the will, I think it's fair to say, from the U.S. or others to bring in ground forces to defeat Gaddafi. So it really is an open question where this is going. I think the other point that I would make is that Gaddafi's son, one of his seven sons, Saif al-Gaddafi, al-Islam, has said that he would like to mediate this and take over from his father and move towards democracy, and that's what's being talked about now. But it's hard to give him a lot of credibility right now. He used to be considered a moderate, but he said some awfully belligerent, threatening things toward the rebels in recent weeks. So really unclear where this revolution in Libya is heading.
Jeffrey, we hear reports that the foreign minister is in Greece. The foreign minister from Libya is in Greece in negotiations to figure out a way to give Gaddafi an exit.
Actually, it's the deputy foreign minister. As you may remember, the foreign minister essentially defected last week to the U.K. The deputy foreign minister is in Athens meeting the prime minister of Greece. They're looking for a way out. There's a recognition that the country is slowly being strangled, that Gaddafi is losing a lot of his supporters, not just amongst the people, but amongst the people, the government. And it probably can't be sustained. But it's a very complicated game of chess that's going on here, and it's very hard to see how what's essentially a stalemate can be resolved in a way that doesn't lead to more bloodshed. But that certainly is the objective here. Obviously, the U.S. and most people would like to see Gaddafi out of office, but seeing him replaced by his son just doesn't really change much here.
All right, so there it is, some more overview, and then there were callers, and there will be a lot of them as we have time in the next portion of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on the term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Berkey.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Bye.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
800-510-8255 is our number to buzz in. We're talking about Libya now. And the focus is on Howie Carr's radio program. He talked to a caller about whether there is a no-win situation developing here.
Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, this is a no-win situation. The president cannot win this situation. He's going to be the president who presided over genocide. I have two scenarios. Number one, the rebels fight their way to Tripoli. And they fight their way into Tripoli, they get Gaddafi, and they kill Gaddafi. Now, what about Gaddafi's supporters? They're going to go house, killing them, too, and killing his army, the people in his army. The second scenario, Gaddafi.
Now, I don't think the first scenario, from what we've seen so far, the first scenario is not very likely.
You don't think that these rebels, who are probably Al-Qaeda, will go house to house, killing their supporters?
How are they gonna get there, Tom? As soon as one of the Gaddafi people yell "boo," they turn around and they floor their Toyota trucks and they don't stop riding for 200 miles.
Yeah. Well, you want to hear the second scenario?
Go ahead.
All right. Second scenario: Gaddafi wins. He surrounds the town where the rebels are. The rebels try to surrender. Gaddafi says, "You're not going to surrender after causing me all this trouble." So he kills the rebels. Goes into the town, says all you people that supported the rebels, you may start killing them. But you think that the rebels won't start killing people after they get to Gaddafi?
Absolutely, they'll start killing them. But I'm just saying, I don't think they seem capable of getting into a position that they can kill anybody.
Yeah.
Have you seen the rebels firing their guns anywhere except up into the air?
Yeah. So you think that there's going to be a genocide though if Gaddafi takes over? Surrounds the rebels' town.
Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen, Tom. It just seems like it's a real mess, and we probably should have stayed out of it. And because there's not gonna be anybody who wins this war. And even if you win it, what do you win?
All right, so there's Howie Carr with being a Bostonian, listening to that caller just sort of tickles me. At any rate, back to a little bit more serious study of this. Candy Crowley on CNN talks to former National Security Advisor James Jones. The focus is the purpose of the mission there in Libya.
Is the mission in Libya clear to you?
Well, the mission is clear. I think we are in the process of developing those key elements that allow us to go down that path to get to the end state. But we have to remember that the original premise for doing anything in Libya was humanitarian. It's to prevent a massacre that Gaddafi himself said he would conduct. And the United States decided to act to prevent that. Now, and it was supported by the UN in terms of the UN Security Council resolution, by NATO acting much quicker than I thought they would ever act. The vital interests of the United States, as has been said, are not necessarily at risk here. The interests of the United States are at risk in the broader sense of what's going on in the region. The Europeans have more of a vital interest in this than we do. But to have these major institutions come together so quickly to move in and do so fairly rapidly is pretty remarkable. The problem is that while everybody wants to see Gaddafi leave, either be removed or leave on his own, that end state is not yet clear. We need to better understand who the opposition is on the ground. We need to make sure that the Arab League, the African Union, and others who have much more influence on Gaddafi than we do play their role.
But who are we kidding here? Because I get that the mission is to keep a humanitarian one and to keep him from stopping, to stop him from killing his own people. But that's not going to happen till he's gone. So in the end, this mission really is about getting rid of Gaddafi. I realize that there's the military mission.
That's right.
And then there's what we want.
That's right.
And I realize the military mission isn't to go bomb his headquarters or wherever he is. Mm-hmm. But we can't leave there. The coalition can't leave there until Gaddafi is gone, correct?
That's correct. I mean, there's a certain sense of there's a linkage here between the fact that NATO is now involved, and we know that the end state is to have regime change in Libya, and how you get there from where we are now to which started out as a humanitarian mission to protect the people, without the partitioning of Libya, without Gaddafi staying in power for a long period of time, that is the problem. But unfortunately, most people want perfect clarity in a situation where clarity doesn't really exist yet.
Okay, that's an interesting reality, isn't it? Huh? The observation, that's actually one of the most astute observations I've heard on this thing to this point. Your call is coming up next after we hear from talk host Bob Connors here with a reporter who is on the scene in the Middle East talking about the dramatic changes and what's likely to happen in not only Libya, some of the other countries that we have not really talked much about, but there's so much going on over there. There will be a lot of governments that will fall and the leaders who will choose to leave. So what happens then?
Has our policy changed at all, or are we sitting back and taking it easy and let the Middle Eastern countries take the lead?
Oh, I think that it's just been a whirlwind of activity, and policies have had to change just because regimes have changed. But each country, it appears that, you know, there's a different set of characteristics for the country and a different way the U.S. has responded.
So each of these Mideast countries you were talking about, Libya, Yemen, and so forth, Syria. So if those governments leave, if they just resign, who fills in the vacuum? Where does that? How does that happen?
Well, that's the big question, and that's what everybody is worried about in places like Yemen, especially because it's a huge counterterrorism issue. While the president is not, he's a weak president, and he's not really liked by his own people. He has let the U.S. Operate covertly against al-Qaeda there. And it's unclear whether a new leader would allow that. And al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is a huge threat, not just to Saudi Arabia, but also to the U.S. And other countries. Then you have issues like Egypt, where the Muslim Brotherhood, although they've renounced violence and aren't necessarily as extreme as Mubarak painted them out to be, they are clearly a religious-based Islamic party, and they're very, very organized, and they're able to get more voters on board with them than, say, some of the new groups that have come out of this this Tahrir Square revolution. Libya, again, nobody really knows after over 40 years of bizarre and macabre and evil leadership by Gaddafi, if there's any structure in a country that's been under the thumb of that regime that can actually function, because there's been a complete disintegration in the last several decades of any civil society.
The Libya government officials reportedly went to Greece in talks of how to come to a peaceful resolution in the upcoming weeks. Was it just the Greeks and the Libyans, or were there other countries involved in that, Courtney?
Turkey is also involved. Turkey has had a clear diplomatic presence in Tripoli, so much so that they've helped negotiate releases of journalists that have been detained, and have also been working with the regime and with other countries. So Turkey is definitely the place to watch, and Gaddafi's envoy is on the way to Turkey as well.
All right, so let's get some of your calls in here as time allows. 800-510-8255. Luke, thanks for getting to. Used to be involved in wars.
The main issue I find with all of this, truly, is the fact that, like, our country is at war so constantly that we've become so used to the aggression to the stage that our citizens don't mind, because it's awful. We are such a large country, and we completely neglect education and building culture and, like, learning how to integrate citizens, and all we do is exert force out on the world. So, of course, the world's going to act with force back to us. So this is just yet another classic example of how a foreign power just tries to intervene somewhere where it should not be.
All right, Caroline in New Jersey, listening to WVNJ. Please, ma'am, go ahead.
It concerns me that President Obama, in fact, did take the action he did, which I found prudent and appropriate, but taking that action without, in fact, the approval and concurrence of Congress. It's a slippery slope, and, I hope we end up addressing it moving forward and, preclude that sort of individual decision-making from our foreign policy in the future.
All right. Ellen in Pennsylvania, your thoughts, please.
I think President Obama is the most inept president. Everything he does is wrong, and it's late. I don't understand him at all. I wish he'd stand up like a man. Boy, oh boy, he just is not taking the stand he should as president. And he's wishy-washy. Oh, good grief.
All right, good grief, in fact, yes. The president is right. The president is wrong. We need to step in. We need to get out. No shortage of people think this is a big mistake. And so what are we going to do? We're going to criticize those who we don't agree with, and we're going to agree with those with whom we agree. That's pretty much the way it goes here. That's the scenario, and that's how it works. Meanwhile, speaking of that sort of discussion, the budget battle and the potential of a government shutdown, up next when the countdown continues.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone. For a risk-free trial of Vinacura, call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
All right, let's get to the focus on the budget here. Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talked to Congressman Robert Hurd of Virginia about what needs to happen this week to avoid a shutdown.
Rick and I are not math geniuses, but we figured out the difference between the administration's budget and what the Republicans want to cut is $30 billion at $6 billion today. Congressman Robert Hurd, can we cut $6 billion a day till Friday?
Well, we're currently facing a deadline of Friday, and what we've done, what has gotten us there, of course, is the short-term CR that cuts $2 billion a week for the 3 week period, which amounts to about $6 billion. It's not nearly enough. It's not nearly where we need to be to get to the number 1.6 trillion. And so I think that's why you're seeing a tremendous amount of pressure on our leadership to get us a deal by Friday that gets us, a substantial part of the way so that we can move on to the 2012 budget. You know, one of the things that people need to be reminded of is that we're still dealing with last year's budget. This is the failure of the last Congress to give us the budget, and so we're having to go through this exercise because they didn't do their job 6 months ago in delivering us the budget, and here we are trying to get that done so that we can move on to 2012. And I think this week you'll see Paul Ryan introducing a budget. He's the budget chairman, introducing a budget that's going to cut trillions of dollars out of our spending in the next 10 years, and that's the kind of serious leadership we have to have.
Now, Mr. Congressman, there have been rumors that the White House has said that there's a deal in place, but some of the Republican leaders have said there's no deal. Do you know anything about a deal?
The only thing that I've seen about a deal is what I've read in the papers. everything that I have been able to discern from the meetings that I've been in is that there's absolutely no deal, that the Republican leadership is continuing to engage as much as it can. But the problem is that the Senate has totally failed to lead, and the White House is just absent. I mean, this is as far as I can tell. I mean, the president has not only failed to deliver a budget last year, the one that we're dealing with now, but now he's presented a budget that increases spending and would double our debt in 10 years. So, we're seeing no leadership from the Senate or the White House.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Your calls on a possible shutdown up next on our countdown, 51 past the hour.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Into the caller business we go here at 53 past the hour, starting with Michael, who's in North Carolina. This is a discussion of the shutdown or a possible shutdown and the budget battles, et cetera, et cetera. He thinks that, you listen to him tell you what he thinks.
I feel that the Democrats are pushing the Republicans too hard on this. I really think that $61 billion is not that bad. When we look at 2010's discretionary and domestic spending, it grew from $485 billion in 2008 to $682 billion in 2010. That's 41%. I'm sure we can save $61 billion out of a $3.2 trillion deficit and $3.2 trillion that we spend every single year. We're under the home buying $400 billion. We need to save money. And I feel the Republicans are doing their job that most of these districts have sent them there to do. And I feel that they should do their job and pressure Boehner, because Boehner needs to stay with the Republican Party. If he leans even slightly to the left, it could, in fact, make the Republican Party look weak. They need to stay strong.
Yeah, leaning to the left means not doing what the Tea Party wants. John Boehner issued a statement hinting that it's going to take more concessions from Democrats on spending to get the Republicans to agree. One of the key excerpts from his statement reads as follows: "Despite attempts by Democrats to lock in a number among themselves, I've made it clear that their $33 billion is not enough. Many of the cuts that the White House and Senate Democrats are talking about are full of smoke and mirrors." His top lieutenant, Eric Cantor, released a similarly worded statement echoing the speaker's sentiment. When you think about all the government programs there are now and all of the pet projects, you wonder, how in the world do we get through any of this stuff? If you look actually at some of the details and the numbers, which a lot of you probably haven't done, it's disgusting where a lot of this money, I'm talking about serious dollars, are going. Projects and pitfalls. Oy, what a mess. Lois is in California with her thoughts on the countdown.
I'm calling to complain about the Republican state governors and the Republican representatives in America. This is a very incompetent group of people who cannot manage money. They don't have a history of ever managing money. Why isn't this country outrageously upset about these poor people being taken out their frustration and blame on the poor working people in this country? We need firemen. We need doctors and policemen. People need to make some noise and get a backbone. These people are out of control. They will never manage any money in the U.S. of America. They had no respect for their own country. They mismanaged their own wealth and exploited people, keep blaming people. America needs to grow up and become outraged. This country needs to stop allowing these rich, ignorant people to keep mismanaging this country's money.
Well, there are two different things in your comments, Lois. One of them is we need police and firefighters, et cetera. Yeah, we do. Whether we need as many or the type of work that they're doing, that's a whole different subject for a different day. Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Part of the discussion, which hasn't surfaced, why not, would be a pretty good question, don't you think? Roger is in Texas with a question.
I'd like to ask the Democratic callers that are calling into the show, if they don't want to cut the budget now, when do they want to cut it? You know, next year's budget, the one after that, when? Because we have a $1.5 trillion deficit, and that can't be sustained. We have to go out and borrow that money on the world market. And someday the world is going to say that we can't, they don't want to loan us that money anymore. And the kind of changes that will happen to this country in a situation like that are far worse than a managed reduction of the debt that we're trying to do right now. My suggestion is to cut the budget across the board. Cut every federal spending program by an equal amount. That's the only way that the process is not going to be stopped by the special interests of one side or the other that would rather borrow money than have to see their program cut.
800-5. Whoops, so hold on a second there. What's happening? My world is falling apart technically. Well, we've run out of time. Anyway, thank you for all of your calls. Good stimulating discussion on three of the big hits from the list of talk radio hits this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.